Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 26th in the year of our Lord 2019. This is hour two of two. I'm sorry, hour one of two. What am I thinking? Wow, hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. This is the best country on the planet. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're not the best people or best country on the planet because we're perfect and because we're above any other race or any other culture, ethnicity, or anything like that. It's just that, well, the checks and balances make it the greatest government on the planet if we follow the principles that made it great. If other countries follow the principles and we don't, they'll be great and we won't. It's all about morality and the people, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about God, family, and country. It's all about looking to Jesus Christ, not government, for guidance. It's all about the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights, restricting government and self-governed individuals. That's the key to the success. Without that, folks, we're all in trouble. We sorely need repentance in this nation. I'll tell you that right now as well. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is still available online at libertyroundtable.com. Our guest was Judge Roy Moore. He's a candidate for Senate in Alabama. RoyMoore.org to learn more. And we talked about his Twitter feed quite a bit because that's where you get real news on Roy Moore. His Twitter feed, @RealJudgeMoore. @RealJudgeMoore. And he says this, the truth that my stand for the acknowledgement of God and our Constitution scares the Washington establishment to death, and perhaps it should. Amen to that, Judge. Roy Moore on GOP being completely alarmed that he's running for office, running for the 2020 U.S. Senate candidacy in Alabama. If I'm not going to win, why are they opposing me? Why are they so concerned? Why are they all up in arms just at the mere mention of my name? Great point, Judge. Because you can win if they don't commit vote fraud. If they commit vote fraud, nobody can win. Not even the Donald. Maybe Donald ought to take a page out of that reality check, huh? Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington establishment did not choose Donald Trump. The people did. The Washington establishment trying to shut down the Donald and trying to shut down Roy Moore. In fact, Roy points to the fact that they're using the same playbook against Donald Trump that they used against Roy Moore, that they used against Judge Kavanaugh. Wow. Press headlines alleging the divide between myself, that's Judge Roy Moore, and Donald Trump are simply fake news, says Roy Moore. I have the greatest respect and appreciation for President Trump and his domestic and foreign policies. @RealDonaldTrump. So he tags the Donald in this tweet. Good work, Judge. In 2017, Republicans and Democrats alike, so I would say the swamp, if you will, conspired to defeat Judge Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate special election. He's right about that fact. Groups, believe it or not, spent upwards of $50 million to spread falsehoods and deceit among the Alabama voters. Vote fraud to the nth degree. But don't worry, Alabamans now know that Roy Moore was targeted by a dishonest, immoral, flat-out false fake news smear campaign. And the people of Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, remember, they elect who they want to send to the U.S. Senate. Washington, D.C. doesn't do that. The swamp doesn't do that, folks. Judge Roy Moore suing the government. Good work, Judge. The Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Morallaw.org to learn more. His wife, Kayla, leading that fight. Good for her. Anyway, they're doing great work. They're suing over the tax point that I've made for a couple of years now. Several years now, I should say. Anyway, great work, Judge. And we hope to have him back soon. If you want to listen to that archived interview, it is available online at libertyroundtable.com. And if you think we do a good work, donate today. Every penny will grow our presence in the media. A government meeting opened with a Hail Satan invocation. That's because the ACLU supposedly forcing a new policy allowing adherents to any religion to pray. WND.com with the details. And that's because enough of us folks who believe in Christ are simply not standing up. The ACLU putting their money where their mouth is and shutting down Christians and conservatives everywhere. Yeah, that's how it is. But ladies and gentlemen, have no fear. We're on the Lord's side. And therefore, we win in the end. I know things seem dire when you pick a specific battle. It just seems like we're getting crushed all over the country. And we are. However, remember, George Washington seemed to be getting crushed everywhere as well. And he was. But George won, and so shall we. The liberals just can't stand that view. You know that? Church now becomes venue for drag queen. I don't even want to talk about it. It just makes me sick. It just makes me want to puke. I want to highlight this incredible reality check from Samuel Adams, though. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Amen to that. By the way, in New York and California, I guess the tax abuse exodus is just beginning now, an expert warns, basically making the point that, you know what, these out-of-control tax states that are just taxing business owners and people into oblivion, people are just leaving the state of California, and these liberal extreme states that people are just jettisoning left and right. And the exodus just beginning, the expert warns. Amen. These states that are the come-to states, or the go-to states, if you will, they would do well to listen to me. Lower your taxes. Decrease your regulations. Make sure that you have the blueprint for business growth, for freedom. Make sure that you're pro-family. Make sure that you're less regulation. Make sure that you're less taxes. Make sure that you're the state that's the most attractive, okay? Get it done, and get it done now. The exodus from these abusive liberal bastions of city life are absolutely in the rearview mirror for many, 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 many Americans who see the writing on the wall. You got to get out of those places, folks. I'm telling you right now. Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, others kind of led this charge because they see what's going on. Anyway, good news. The expert catches it. We highlight it. And that was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or simply go to the website localhoneyman.com. That's localhoneyman.com, or dial 801-669-2211, 801-669-2211. Second hour, Trump sadly violates the Constitution. He signed an executive order requiring hospitals to disclose costs, or prices, if you will, to patients. But see, the Donald doesn't have the authority to do that. That's a law, if you will. And Donald just made a law from the executive office. Shame on you, Donald. You don't have that authority, my friend. I appreciate you're trying to do something right. And the point is right. But the way of going about it absolutely violates our supreme law. Marsha Blackburn introduces campus free speech resolution in the Senate. This is an example where I'd just rather get rid of these government-controlled campuses in the first place. Nevertheless, if we're going to have them, Marsha Blackburn's right. We need free speech, and we need a campus free speech resolution. Sad to say, but true. And I support her in it. Ninth Circuit, believe it or not, they've done something right. This is almost a, I don't know, they ought to flash it on billboards all across the nation. Ninth Circuit Court gives go-ahead to President Donald Trump's pro-life rule. Tax monies barred from health centers that do and or refer to abortion. I hear this will save over $60 million. This is good news. Is it enough? Of course not. Is it a start? Yes. And I'm telling you, the courts, the Ninth Circuit, that's the most liberal bunch among them, standing for pro-life. Amazing. Now, senators are grilling the Department of Justice right now over the investigation of Planned Parenthood and their selling of body parts. All I can tell you is when you have the Congress and the president and the courts all working on pro-life issues and seeming to gain ground, folks, this is something I have not seen in my lifetime. I am delighted about this and even more delighted to bring it to your attention. Who else is bringing it to your attention, might I ask? Is it enough? No. Do we got a road to hoe? Absolutely. Is the culture war brutal? No doubt. But I'm telling you right now, I've never seen such progress, such unity on the pro-life issue in my entire lifetime. And we better ratchet it up even further. We can abolish Roe versus Wade. We can set the stage for Justice Clarence Thomas and others to really double down on pro-life. Justice Thomas speaking out right now, boldly, nobly, independently. They mocked him for years that he wouldn't say a word on the bench and that he was, oh, this guy's stupid. He can't even articulate himself. Oh, lies about good old Justice Clarence Thomas. Now he's speaking out boldly in pro-life and he's done it more than once. What do you say to that? Enemies of liberty. What do you say to that, pro-death camp? He's standing up boldly and I commend him for his stance. California, literally in this story, admits vote fraud for the past 20-plus years. California sends notices to 1.5 million inactive voters. Yeah, why are they even on the vote rolls? Well, I don't know. They haven't been following the voter laws for the past 20 years. That's why. Oh, boy. Donald said there was a big old problem with vote fraud in California, and they laughed and mocked. And well, now the courts mandate that these 1.5 million inactive voters be vetted. Yeah, who forced that to happen? Our buddies over at Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton and crew, good for them. Josh Hawley, freshman congressman from Missouri, has introduced a bill aimed at stopping censorship on these big media platforms based on political ideologies. Again, sad but necessary. Good for the freshman congressman. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Between the parades, picnics, and fireworks from coast to coast, most of us are experts on how to celebrate Independence Day. This year, we invite you to join us at Liberty Hall in Far West Utah for a grand old 4th of July celebration that focuses on why we celebrate. From noon to 2 p.m., come and hear patriotic music by Radiant Productions. We'll be showing a screening of A More Perfect Union. Enjoy free hot dogs and popcorn. And hear Benjamin Franklin speak on the Declaration of Independence. Make it an Independence Day to remember, Thursday, July 4th, from noon to 2 p.m. at Liberty Hall, 3677 North, Highway 126 in Far West Utah. Sponsored by Loving Liberty. All proceeds benefit Follow the Flag.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt, and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, still finishing up the recap of yesterday's news that Network refused to use hard-hitting, award-winning broadcast, LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want the archives, they're free and on demand at your fingertips. We finished with this incredible lady still working for the state after 76 years. 99-year-old woman shares her secrets to health. This was an interesting story that I found just fascinating. I'm not really excited that she works for the state, but I am excited that we have good people working for the state. You see what I mean? What I mean is that most jobs at the state and the federal level, just too many government jobs that we don't even need. At the same time, you know what? I do want, if we're going to have these programs, I do want good, moral, honest, hardworking people there. You see what I mean? And so this is an example of, I mean, this lady eats right, and she lives right, and she stood for the Constitution, and she's cheerful, and she's, you know, everybody wants you to believe unless you're a government politician. If you're a government politician, you can never leave office, even after you're dead, really. John McCain lives on to abuse us with his power and authority, right? For example. But when it comes to private sector, or if it's somebody that's conservative, I mean, after you're like 40, they want you to be all washed up and out, right? Crazy town. Anyway, nevertheless, we commend this lady. She lived an incredible life, and she's still going strong. They say her mind's just sharp as a tack. And that just shows you what value elderly people can provide to society and to life. And the Lord has them here for a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. Their wisdom and their example and their hard work and is to be, celebrated and noted. There you have it. Any other final comments on that one, Kurt? I didn't want to miss that story. We ran out of time yesterday, but it was pretty cool.
Well, like you said and pointed out about it, I thought her ideas about diet and nutrition were useful, it's pretty good.
Yeah, she goes into quite a bit of detail on her diet, too. She talks about have a vegetable or a series of vegetables and then some fruits and then a little bit of grain. And anyway, she points out some pretty good stuff. She talks about exercise. She'd go to work early and I don't know if she'd run, but she'd basically do the stairs to make sure that she, kept her body in good shape and stuff like that.
Yeah, she said she didn't even have a chair in her office, and so she basically would stand, while she was working. She said she did calculations back then with a comptometer, and neither one of us had ever heard of that.
Did you go look it up to educate us, Kurt?
No, I
should have.
You
got to get that done, buddy. You go in Google, and you put in comptometer, and, what is it?
Like
it'll
you
tell
said,
you.
She said she was raised on a farm in Islington, I guess that's part of California. Do you know where that is?
I don't know.
Where she said her family grew pears, apricots, and cherries, along with tomatoes, corn, and beans.
How do you spell comptometer, Kurt?
Comp, C-O-M, like computer, C-O-M-P, and then, I'm finding it here, T-O-M-E-T-E-R. So it's like compto and then meter.
Yeah. So it's like an early computer counting device of some kind.
Huh.
Got to look it up on Wikipedia.
Of course, and they always know all the truth. Her two living siblings, a brother and a sister, live in Sacramento and San Francisco.
It was the first all-electronic desktop calculator, Kurt, marketed by this company called Comptometer. And it was the first commercially successful key-driven mechanical calculator patented in the United States. Back in 1887, and they say it was super fast because each key would add or subtract and accumulate as soon as it's pressed. Anyway, making them sometimes faster to use than even electronic calculators. Anyway, they've all been superseded except for in the museums, Kurt. So I'm more interested in that than I am that she grew vegetables.
Well, yeah, but she now she does her work standing behind her walker, doesn't even sit down still. 50 years, she says, I never had a chair in my office.
So are you getting rid of your chair, Kurt?
I wasn't thinking about it. Yeah. I do like that part where she says eating the right food is part of it for her, about her health. For her daily diet, she said she stuck to the same philosophy for decades. You get the vegetable, one up, one down. That means leafy vegetable and root vegetable. And eat one grain and one protein. That's where she's describing how each meal should be broken down into. You'd think people might listen to her, Sam. I mean, she's got some pretty good wisdom.
Again,
experience.
If you promote conservative values and you're over 40, you're just worthless, buddy.
Yeah, good point.
Isn't that how they kind of the message that they send?
That is true.
It's sad. Now, I agree with you on this point, Kurt. You're right that, she's providing a lot of good wisdom. Anyway, there you have it. I just thought.
I guess she
that.
Reads voraciously. That's not a magazine. It just means she reads a lot. She cuts out articles she finds interesting and brings them to her coworkers.
And Kurt just emails them to me.
Well, yeah, but anyway, it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
Sacramento
Amen.
Bee.
You go.
I mean, that's where it came from.
All right, Kurt. Did you go to Red Pill Expo this year, buddy?
I've heard of that, but I didn't go there.
All right, it was up there in Connecticut. G. Edward Griffin was there, one of our pals.
Man, that would have been cool.
Yes, it would have. Again, this is where, when you have day jobs and big families, it's very hard to attend all these places. just because I would have to take time off work. I'd have to have money to travel. I'd have to put the show on hold. I'd have to, I mean, it's a big to-do to travel. Now, if we had a staff and some cash where we could, you know, put a board op in place, somebody that could run the shows, and then I could be on the road, and, you know, somebody that could come along with me and be an engineer and hook up all the technology. Not that I'm not capable of doing it myself. I just can't do everything by myself. Right, like it's hard to attend a seminar and hook up technology at the same time. And maybe if I went to Red Pill Expo, they'd want me to speak, and then I'd be trying to listen to everybody speak and hook up my show and do the show all at the same time. See, it's that's the problem.
If we could just give you about 72 hours each day, then yeah, I think you're talking. You could get
or
all
you could give
stuff,
me like one up, one least. Down vegetable and stuff like that.
That's right. Good point.
But anyway, all I'm telling you is Red Pill Expo was a smashing success. That's what G. Edward Griffin just told me, Kurt. And they say now you can watch it for free, G. Edward Griffin, because they make it available at their, Griffin University or whatever else and stuff like that. Check that out. We commend the folks over at Red Pill Expo. And I just wish I could be at these places and support these efforts and do these things. I've only got so much I can handle, you know. You know, like yesterday after the show, I had to work all day, Kurt. Today after the show, I had to work all day. And then I spend my evenings, spend mornings. You know, got to get up an hour before the show every day, and I got to prep and do the show notes and get all ready and highlight the story. How do you expect me to find all these things? Right?
Good point.
Now, Kurt, can I mock the environmental wackos for a minute? The population control weirdos that just think that they know everything and that, you know, science just trumps all and that they got a handle on everything. Kurt, there's not enough water. There's not enough food. There's not enough gas. There's too many plastics. The world's coming to an end. And they go on and on and on and on with their sky is falling Chicken Little rhetoric, right? And they just never shut up. But it just bugs. I don't know if this ought to be a dagger in there, whatever. But I'm just telling you, it's almost comical, Kurt. Because the mainstream press had to admit this one. So I don't know if you know, Kurt, but scientists just discovered a massive, did you hear me? Massive is how they put it, reservoir of fresh water. And it was discovered offshore in New England under the sea, according to Forbes, Kurt.
Wow. Forbes magazine gives it this.
Yeah, and so does Life Science and everybody else. The mainstream press forced to admit this because it's like this big, awesome discovery, right?
All right.
But they admit their lies in the story. What do you mean, Sam? Well, they don't really say we lied and admit it or anything, but they admit it by the very nature of the headline. So look, Kurt, we're running out of water. There's not enough water for the 6 billion people on the planet? 7 billion? What do we have these days? 8 billion? Yeah. 6 billion? 7? You know,
7 somewhere.
They think they've counted everybody, by the way. Except when they discover a whole new group of people living off the grid somewhere, or, oh my gosh, we discovered a new island or new society, then I don't think they counted those people, Kurt.
Right.
But anyway, they say there's just not enough water. But how do they discover a massive, Kurt, they're the ones calling it massive, not me, but it's a massive freshwater lake under the sea. And they say in the center of it, it's just like our water. But as it gets closer and closer to the edges, it starts to mix with salt water, Kurt. But they say even the salt water that it's mixed with is way less than the ocean. And it would be way less expensive to even treat that water if they had to get to the outer edges of the quote, big, massive reservoir. And they say it would be way easier and much less expensive to treat that water to make it drinkable and freshwater-ish, if you will. and then they say this. If there are other reservoirs of water, this could really help, Kurt. And I'm going,
yeah.
You think? Wow, these guys are brilliant. You got to turn to the scientists, ladies and gentlemen. Not. Okay, we've been telling you that the Almighty, biblically speaking, says there's plenty and room to spare. We've been telling you that. We've been on the radio for, 25 plus years telling you that? And these idiot childs finally discover a freshwater reservoir and go, oh, if there's more of them, it could be really good for us. Wow. And I wonder if we kept the commandments of God, do you think it might help us find them? Maybe I'm just an idiot. Don't listen to me.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller will testify before U.S. House lawmakers next month. On July 17th, the leader of the Russia probe will give his testimony in public sessions in front of the House Judiciary and intelligence panels. President Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow says he doesn't expect any bombshells, as Mueller has previously said his final written report was his testimony.
There was no collusion conspiracy with the Trump campaign. That was the legal conclusion reached by Bob Mueller. As it relates to obstruction of justice, as Bill Barr said so perfectly correct legally, no obstructive intent.
He spoke on NBC News. The House passing a $4.5 billion emergency funding package for the southern border. Democrats making last-minute changes to the bill, setting strict standards for conditions at migrant facilities. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. Reaction to the escalation with Iran. Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
I hear my Democratic colleagues on the floor today were talking about all this, and they're acting as if when the Iran deal was in place, Iran was some peaceful or benign country that wasn't doing anything. Even with the deal in place, they were building rockets with increasing range and lethality and accuracy. They were supplying Hezbollah. They were standing up these Shia militias. They were destabilizing Yemen with the Houthis. They were conducting cyber attacks. And this is all with the deal in place, because the deal allowed them to do that.
Staying on Capitol Hill now, a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of exposure to all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, so these environmental wackos literally were forced to admit the mainstream press a massive reservoir of fresh water was just discovered off of the New England. New England Forbes writes the piece, and Life Science, everybody's got it, folks. They're admitting it. New York Times, everybody else has it. And what I'm saying is, if one got discovered they didn't know about, Kurt, you think there might be more? How many of them might there be?
That's a possibility, Sam.
Now, Kurt, let me ask you another question. You ready? Does government know where they are?
Oh, well, that all depends on which.
No, they don't.
You know,
sir.
I don't think they'd know all of them.
They admitted they don't know.
There might be certain ones.
That's why it's discovered, Kurt.
Yeah.
They have to. See what I mean by they admit it without admitting it? By the fact that they say it
was discovered.
It all depends
on which government you're talking about.
Well, none of the governments knew it existed.
You're talking about your mayor. Or whatever.
They didn't know.
But you could have some CIA scientists who knew about it, you know. It's kind of like when you watch that,
they're not admitting they knew about it if they did. And if they did, they've even got a greater fraud.
Imagine fraud in government.
Yeah, anyway, my point is God knows where they all are, Kurt. Did you know that?
That is exactly right.
And so I bring this up to say if there's more water that can be found, how about enough air, Kurt? You think God could make sure there's enough air for people to breathe and stuff like that? What if there's like undiscovered air?
Good point, Sam. I mean, he might be aware of that.
What if plants just spontaneously grow somewhere and put off a bunch of that oxygen, buddy?
good point.
What if all of a sudden we just had another advance? Oh, we've had that for years, and we can even track the progress. Whenever we need more food, some incredible revelatory advancement comes to the table to produce more food. Have you noticed that, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. It's like tractors and stuff like that. Were yeah. Kind of an amazing invention, you know.
Well, not only that, the ability to reroute water.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back in the day, pioneered a lot of that kind of stuff when they were forced out by a wicked, evil government. And then they came to the mountains and, you know, all the trappers and the big guys said, there's no way you guys could even live here. This is just untamed. It ain't going to work. And now folks are coming to the mountains going, it's the best ski place on the planet. And it's one of the most family-oriented societies ever known to man. And it's incredible in these here mountains. In fact, it's going to be the Silicon Slopes is what they're going to call it, because it's going to mix high tech and the slopes and the Rocky Mountain high tech folks. Wow. And okay, now that's what they're saying, right? That's not what they said back then. They said you couldn't even inhabit the place, buddy.
Couldn't even grow an ear of corn. I mean, if you're going to grow an ear of corn, it'd be like a miracle.
Not only that, them crickets are out of control up here, you know?
That's right.
Okay, now they said all this stuff, but they were wrong, and they were wrong, and they were wrong, and they were wrong, and they were wrong again. You want to know why they were wrong, Kurt? Mm-hmm.
Because they forgot who's in charge of this whole thing.
Yes, sir.
And they
don't exactly
want to bring
why.
That up.
And that's exactly why I am bringing it up. So they admit their whole environmental trust in the arm of flesh, the sky is falling, Chicken Little charade is a hoax. And they don't even realize they've admitted to it, Kurt. They're so ignorant they don't even realize. They're just like, oh, there's this cool discovery. But what they admit in the whole reality check of the story is everything that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I pray, Kurt. You ready? I pray that we can turn to God more, that we can trust him, that we can know that multiply and replenish the earth is something he has never rescinded, and he has promised us that if we keep his commandments, he will protect us, and he will, listen to this word, he will heal
our land.
Do you think that might mean, Kurt, that if there's plastic somewhere, that there's a way to heal it, or to solve it, or to make it not a problem, maybe?
Imagine.
Do you think God could give us that knowledge to do that, maybe?
There's a possibility, Sam. Mm-hmm.
I would submit if we keep his commandments, he's already promised it. It's more than a possibility. It's an absolute promise.
That's what I meant.
Does the Almighty ever break his promises, Kurt?
Nope.
No, sir. No, sir. So what we need to do, our job is to repent and receive blessings. And if we don't, nothing but trouble in the land, buddy. Okay, very clear, very concise, very simple. Even a simpleton like me can understand that.
It's like the recipe for success.
Wow, imagine that. All right, I don't even know how to talk about this story, Kurt. It's so awkward. It is so awkward, so uncomfortable. I mean, we've had awkward stories on the radio before over the last 25-plus years of hard-hitting news the networks refused to use. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid this one might take the cake, though. Okay, you got this wacko lady out there saying that Donald Trump raped her in a dressing room.
All right.
And her story's not even credible as far as I can see. I mean, supposedly she went in the dressing room and she was going to try on some lingerie or something. And she invited Donald in to help her with it somehow. And it all went wrong. Donald just went kind of animalistic on her. And, well, it was a fight to the throwdown, you know, kind of thing. And she got raped, but she got away and she's not a victim. And she solved it. Just wacko stuff. No cameras around, nothing around, okay? It's just amazing. Well, anyway, so CNN has this lady on to promote her, Kurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the CNN host just did not know.
This is this Jean Carroll?
That's the lady, yes, sir.
Okay.
I was trying to avoid her name, but anyways.
Oh, sorry.
Jean Carroll. Now, the story is she's had all kinds of involvement with men, according to her own admission. I won't even get into that. It reminds me of the Julie Swetnick ladies or the whatever these ladies that accused Judge Roy Moore and, you know, or Kavanaugh and some of these other people, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, CNN freaks out in the middle of the interview and has to cut to commercials.
Why?
Well, because the Trump accuser started to say that she thinks that people believe that rape is sexy, Kurt. You know, it's kind of sexy to just throw someone on the ground and ravish them.
Okay.
And this is why it's so awkward, because it's like modern TV. I don't know where the Me Too movement is on this thing, but they're certainly strangely silent. Here's a clip of the interview to mention the point.
I always think back and think, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done. I should never have done it. And then I didn't behave.
When you say I should have never done it, you mean?
That was just a dumb thing to go into a dressing room with a man that I hardly know and have him shut the door and then be unable to stop him. And
see, what would you, how would this even work? You would go into a dressing room with a man. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense, Kurt. How would she, if she hardly knows him, how would they flirt or even get to the point where he, the presumptuous that he would invite her or that she would invite him in there or that he would ask to go in there, the whole thing, it just doesn't make any sense. Especially a rich man like President Trump or, you know, Donald at the time cruising in there and stuff like that. You think there'd just be nobody around and no scrutiny, nothing weird? Come on. It doesn't make any sense.
I was a competitive athlete, so I wasn't like I didn't freeze. I rose to the occasion, and it did not last long. And that's why I don't use the word you just used. I use the word fight.
You don't use the word rape.
Sexual violence is in every country, in every strata of society, and I just feel that so many women are undergoing sexual violence. Mine was short. I got out. I'm happy now. I'm moving on. And I think of all the women who are enduring constant sexual violence. So this one instant, this one, 3 minutes in this little dressing room, I just say it's a fight. That way I'm not the victim. Right? I'm not the victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished.
See, wait a minute. I was not thrown on the ground and ravished? Okay, I'm not interested in the details of a rape necessarily. But then she goes on.
The word rape carries so many sexual connotations.
Now, Kurt, does the word rape to you carry any sexual connotation whatsoever?
No.
It to me, it's a violation of a daughter of God's or a son of God, depending on the rape or whatever. But it violates someone's temple, Kurt. It isn't a sexual connotation in any shape, way, or form. She's nuts on parade. Now listen up.
This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We've just got to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
See, she flirts with him at the end. You're fascinating to talk to. And then she doubles down and kind of says, look, my rape was horrible. It was like a fight. It was violent. If I had been thrown on the ground and sexually ravished, it would have been kind of sexy. And that's her inference. And the host doesn't even know how to respond to her over-the-top statements, Kurt, to the point where, I mean, that's why I say this is kind of the most
awkward.
Well,
plus the host is a homosexual, Sam.
Of course he is.
You got all that kind of.
But you look at that whole thing and you go, what? Where is the Me Too movement? Do you hear anybody attacking her, Kurt, or speaking out going, this is insane? Who thinks of rape as sexy? I don't know anyone in their right mind who thinks that, Kurt. I mean, the whole idea is, I mean, these people, I'm telling you, are so unhinged now, and they're displaying it. From the host who's a homosexual, to the girl that's trying to flirt with the homosexual, to the girl who, people think rape is sexy. And hers was a fight because she didn't get thrown on the ground and ravished. Had she, what would she think? No one asked her that.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the archives for the Echo Expo, Kurt, all you got to do is go sign up. They're free. Kurt wants archives of the Red
Pill. When I was there, it looks like it's $25 a month. Sam.
Yeah, but if you sign up, they give you 30 days free, and then if you cancel before the 30 days are over, it's free.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, just go ahead and sign up and get that done. And, you know, the $25 is if you want to continue and support them. Of course, nobody wants to do that. The Patriots don't put any money where their mouth is, so nobody wants to do that. They just want to do the free one, you know?
I just figured since Sheriff Mack was a presenter, he might already
do it free so you don't have to support him. I get it. I understand. All right.
No. I thought we were supporting him by basically promoting him.
Well, we are.
So then,
you know,
what's this about not supporting him?
Yeah, no, we're supporting him for sure. All right, okay. Kurt. So this lady's pretty whacked out. I don't know how to respond to it. I don't even know how you respond to a lady like that. She basically wishes she was thrown on the ground and ravaged by the Donald instead of just violently raped, according to her view. Donald says it never happened. The way she's fascinated with sex like this, Kurt, and the way that it's been documented by herself in the public eye that she's had plenty of involvement and experience or whatever with men, I don't even know how to respond to this except for I don't find her credible at all. I don't know why CNN has her on TV. They get embarrassed by having her on TV with her out of control, weird statements to the point where I don't understand why the Me Too movement and others aren't discrediting her and going, look, you know what? We support truth on things, but this is just too much. But they're strangely silent, Kurt. Nobody saying anything or speaking out. This woman's just kind of running around, getting interviews from the mainstream press, and it's just weird as all get out. Nobody that I know thinks of rape in any like a positive sexual way. Nobody that I know. I don't even understand how to respond to this, but she thinks that's commonplace. And by her statements beforehand, well, it was for me, it was a fight because I wasn't thrown on the ground and ravished, Kurt. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this kind of stuff. But the reason I bring it up is because, ladies and gentlemen, it is a serious thing when somebody truly is abused. Let's not dismiss that for 1 second. It is a serious, serious sin against God, number one, a violation of a person, a hostile, abusive, satanic act. There's no question about it. Okay? But at the same time, we need to be very careful not to let these just accusers just run amok. Anything in the name of liberalism, anything in the name of feminism, seems to just have legs in the mainstream press like never before. Why is this lady allowed to even make these allegations against Donald Trump? In the court of public opinion, if she really did get abused by that, and if it has not passed the statute of limitations, a crime has been committed, let her in her local jurisdiction, Kurt, file charges for a crime committed. Okay, we've said this about Kavanaugh. We've said this about Judge Roy Moore. If these women are credible, they have a venue and a way to go about this according to our supreme law of the land. And according to the laws and the checks and balances in America, there's a way to handle this in an appropriate way, Kurt. But going on CNN in the court of public opinion and talking about getting thrown on the ground and ravished and that's sexy isn't the way. But this is where the liberal extreme, out of control, out of touch, feminist trumps all, liberal Trump's all methodology just lets them, in the court of public opinion, make these allegations that have no basis in fact that I could see at all. And when they start explaining the details, those details belong in a court of law, Kurt, for proof and allegations. They don't belong in public opinion for general consumption to be titillated with. Okay? And the lady even says she still has the, quote, dress, Kurt. And if that's true, you know what? Submit that in evidence. Submit that as evidence in a court of law. And you know what? You deal with your private case, you know. But why do we have this court of public opinion all fanning the flames with CNN? And then these allegations, when there's a way to go about this, if you're serious, if you've really been wronged, if you've really been violated and abused, and it is a crime, then there's a way to go about solving those things. And it's not the court of public opinion via these liberal rag media organizations, Kurt. Newspapers or CNN or whatever. And that's why I bring it up. Is there a ways to go about this that in my opinion, would have appropriate solutions at the end of the tunnel, possibly, or repercussions or accountability, you would hope? And if she really has been abused, I don't mean to dismiss her abuse claims. I don't find them credible personally, but if they are credible, there's a way to go about it. And when they go to the court of public opinion and just make allegations and describe the atrocities in detail, and it's all a salacious get fame, whatever scenario, it's not a, I really believe a crime has been committed and I want to file charges and I want to go to court and create accountability and I want to stop this person from ever being able to be the perpetrator again. It's not these discussions like it ought to be, Kurt. We're in the wrong venue, to say the least, unless they have a different agenda, which is to get famous or popular or important or whatever. Anyway, I bring it up. It's a sad tale to tell. And there you have it. All right, anything else on this one, Kurt?
You know, it was interesting to me. I was reading, you know, some of the stories about it. There's a Washington Examiner piece. There's a Breitbart piece. For example, on Breitbart, you've got Senator John Thune, Republican of South Dakota, and our own Mitt Romney speaking up about it. You know, I find it interesting. They're saying stuff like, hey, we need to get to the bottom of this. And I'm thinking, oh, what about Paula Jones and Bill Clinton? What about?
You just leave me right out of this, Kurt. I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that.
So many of those other accusers and people that I don't think have gotten their day in court at all with the former president and Bill Clinton, and then how they connect up so much to Hillary. You know, you just don't see any real, you know, looking into that kind of stuff. But, man, whenever there's any kind of little smoke anywhere or something that can take the president away from, his focus on these other things to this, it makes me think of that movie Dave when the guy playing the president had all these good ideas, but the guy he was subbing for, if you will, the real president, was found to be guilty of all these other things, and nobody wanted to hear anything about
that's right.
The good things that he wanted to do.
Now, what about my suggestion, Kurt, about this idea? If you really, I don't think any serious allegations ought to be dismissed, Kurt. I've got to take them all seriously. But I think there's a proper venue to go about them. And if you really have a redress of grievance needed, and you really have a crime committed, and you really have evidence that can back that up or whatever else, then there's ways to go about it, Kurt. It's in the local jurisdiction. She needs to go directly to the county in which the crime occurred. She needs to go to the sheriff's office or the police department there. She needs to report the crime, document the evidence, and let them investigate and let it proceed, Kurt. I mean, what do you think of my idea that, and this is for, anybody with the Clintons or Donald or any of these people, okay? That's the way you go about those things, Kurt. You don't get in the court of public opinion and go, oh, I think rape is sexy. I didn't get thrown on the ground and ravished like I should have. What?
Well, Sam, it's all about, the watching. I mean, if it bleeds, it leads. It's all about that, and that's exactly why these guys have her on. You know, they're it's something that people are going to tune in for. Apparently, she says that the so-called, according to the Washington Examiner, disgraced former CBS chief Les Moonves, once set upon her in an elevator as well. And so, you know, I mean, this lady was just, well, she's perfect interview material for people like CNN or MSNBC, right?
Yeah, you got to wonder the company she keeps, though. You know. Right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is there, I think that any allegations of rape or violence or abuse or criminal activity, I think those allegations should be taken seriously. I don't dismiss that one bit. But if we're going to take them seriously, we need to do so in the right venues designed for true accountability, Kurt. And that isn't on CNN in the court of public opinion. Because we can't do anything about it. All we can do is be titillated with the details. This isn't, in my mind, a genuine attempt to have a redress of grievance or to create accountability or stop this perpetrator from doing it again. It's none of those things, and that's why I have the problem with it, Kurt.
Well, it's to stop a perpetrator from doing anything, and that's what the ones that oppose the president, are, is they want to stop the so-called perpetrator, which would be President Trump, that, you know, they feel like he was wrongfully elected, he shouldn't be there, and they're, this is just a tool in that whole game, don't you think?
Sadly, I think you're spot on. But what a disgrace that is. But I'm convinced you're right, Kurt. And what a dishonest way to go about it.
She says she likes, or that women like to be hunted, kind of like the caveman days, where the guys would have like a big club and they'd go get a woman, or whatever. And she's not exactly the kind that would be touted, I don't think. And like you said, where's the Me Too movement,
Well, and when you say a woman likes to be hunted, again, this is where extremism comes in.
Yeah,
I do agree that women want to be, they want interest, mm-hmm. right? In other words, they want to feel attractive and they want interest from males. That's God ordained. But again, when you take any of these things too far, sex is wonderful when it's in the proper bounds the Lord has set. When it goes out of that, it just runs off the rails. Well, the same thing's true with this. The desire for a woman to be, attractive to a male is innate. It's legitimate, but only within proper bounds, Curtis. When you say a woman wants to be hunted, hunted, found, thrown down, and ravished? Okay, this kind of stuff is just off the charts. But it's designed to sexualize our society, too. They love this stuff, right? They thrive on this stuff. This is what they want to promote. This is what they want to do. And I reject it. And I say, I want to go back to God's law, to a one-man, one-woman, God-ordained relationship called marriage. And I want to talk about there is an appropriate, wonderful sexual relationship that by God's design is authorized in that situation and in none other. I know you could say I'm old-fashioned and I'm kind of a prude or whatever you want to say about it, but I'm giving you the guidelines for stability and safety and for societal prosperity. Okay, society does well when we obey these guidelines that God has set forth, and society melts down when we don't. And you can see the meltdown going on right now. Wow. All right, we're about out of time, so I don't want to start our next story, but I'll give you a teaser for it nevertheless. 2/3 of American employees regret their college degrees. Kurt brought this one forward. We'll talk about it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always at our fingertips and always at your fingertips via our website, live and on-demand radio free at libertyroundtable.com. By the way, check out the latest Pat Buchanan article and the latest Chuck Baldwin article we just posted to our website as well, along with the free archives. Nothing but hard-hitting content for you folks. Live and on demand at your fingertips, free. But if you believe we're doing a phenomenal job for you, donate today. Help us grow our presence in the media as we try to stand for God, family, and country. Every day, 6 days a week, on the Sabbath, we rest. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right way. We declare this nation shall endure.